This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Top 10 items from the story column and from the people column. We'll get to them during this hour and lots of conversation about what's going on in general in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing... There's more than a connection problem, it sounds like.
Are you okay?
No, I'm okay. Fine. Right. Thank you very much.
Otherwise, I'll take over. I've been waiting for my opportunity.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm taking over. I'm in charge.
More often than not, at this time of year, on the farm, I have, as years have gone by, and Kara's been around for a couple of springs, I find the fact that we have so much mold around now, because you're in New England, Michael, the rain is a subject matter of conversation on a lot of News Talk Radio programs, because... we have had torrential rain here for about a month.
It's been cold.
Cold and wet.
It feels like February.
Yeah. So the allergies that I normally get on the farm are exacerbated by the moisture that's around. So I apologize. Every once in a while my voice cracks and doesn't sound too professional, but it is what it is.
Well, mold is everywhere. We have mold in Florida, too. In fact, deadly mold that can actually kill you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very serious when you get that black mold. You have to tear your walls down.
Yeah. We have a lot of it in California as well. It is a real pervasive problem. All right, but that's not what people are listening to hear. They're listening to hear Michael go through the charts for the week of May 22nd to the 26th. And then we'll...
Here we go. Number 10, problem, mold. Number 9, radon. Number 8, lead paint.
Yes. Number 7, grease.
All right, here are our stories.
Let's keep going on that other... the Internet.
Number 1, number fake 5. News.
Right.
Number 10, these are the stories.
Real
stories. Yes. I have to... get back into the groove here. We have Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, and National Hockey League action all happening simultaneously at number 10. And number 9, China versus the U.S. Navy. Sounds like a football game.
Yeah.
And number 8, North Carolina redistricting ruling and the Confederate monuments removal. At number 7, we have the Montana political reporter attack and the Seth Rich controversy tied. At number 6, the Obama MS-13 controversy. At number 5, the travel ban blocked again. At number 4, Trump's budget proposal. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. That's a big one. That's long-lasting. At number 2, we have the Manchester bombing and intelligence leaks. And at number 1, Trump's international trip. Every one of these stories could be a number 1 story in lesser interesting times. On the People Survey, we have LeBron James at 10, Mitch Landrieu at 9. At number 8, Seth Rich and Sean Hannity. Number 7, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, Greg Gianforte.
Close. And
How do you pronounce it?
That's what I say. I never heard the guy before earlier this week.
I think he's a professional wrestler, isn't he? He's brought the term body slam into vogue.
Yeah, he has. Who's the wrestler who was the governor of Minnesota?
Jesse the Body Ventura should be talking about this. Every time I hear the word body slam, I think about WrestleMania 3, the famous moment when Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant and won the championship.
Outrageous.
At number 6, we have Paul Ryan. At number 5, we have James Comey and Michael Flynn. At number 4, Theresa May. At 3, Pope Francis. At number 2, Salman Abedi, or Abedi. How do you pronounce that?
Abedi is what I would say.
Abedi, yes. Number 1, Donald Trump. How do you pronounce that? Okay, there you go.
Trump. Okay, so let's do our very best News Talk analyzation of the situation in Montana. There are 4 cities in which this program is heard in Montana. So I heard during the week from some of the folks who listen to me out there, and it'll be interesting to see if we get any feedback. You can send an email to michael@talkers.com or to doug@dougstefan.com about the situation. I'm looking at some of the things that spurred me during this whole thing. The charge, it was very interesting, alleged assault. When you could hear and see what the guy did, this Gianforte, who, and the other thing that bugs me, Michael, about some of these stories, the way the news media reports on them, although it is accurate, it just seems that it's over the top. It's always the billionaire president or the multimillionaire tech man, Gianforte, who basically bought his way in, and basically he did. Although the state of Montana went for Trump, I think 20% over Mrs. Clinton in the election. But one of the things that has caused, well, there are three or four things about this that made for great soup, great political soup. One of them was the sheriff who investigated this, who admitted during a question and answer period that he donated $250 to this guy's campaign. And so the reporter says, how can you be on the right path? How can you do a fair and just? And he says, oh, I can do that. It's easy. So
that's right. I didn't invest $300.
It wasn't five.
It was five.
If it had been a grand, then maybe
we would have arrested the other guy.
But why would you? Here, this goes for. Let's just back out of the Montana situation for a minute, and wonder why people.
I don't think
we
got into it yet. Go on.
Okay. Well, I'm not. I'll hedge my bets until you take over. But the question comes on why anybody would give money to candidates who have so much money in the pot to begin with. I don't know that it's been reported inside or outside, but all kinds of money came in, millions of dollars for this one. This is one congressional seat in one state, millions of dollars outside to make sure he didn't get beaten by the Democrat. And so you look at this and you think, why the hell would anybody give any money? They don't need the money. So
Well, that's like saying, why buy a ticket to a concert or to a baseball game? They don't need the money either. It gets you in the door. In politics, what's the saying? Money is the mother's milk of politics. Remember that
saying?
It doesn't sound very cool these days, but it has nothing to do with giving them money because they need it. And what you said before, a billionaire buys his way in. Every politician in the system we have today, everyone with very, very few exceptions, I mean, they would be called anomalies, you buy your way in. Either you use your own money.
So isn't it redundant? Maybe that was my question. Isn't it redundant to keep saying that? What is it?
Well, that's a whole other issue. That's an issue, you know, that's somewhere between literary coloring to make something interesting and literary bias to be able to subtly tweak the words to give an impression without overtly looking like you're biased.
Mm-hmm.
And the press does that. You know, because you know, when you learn creative writing, they tell you use colorful adjectives. You know, the billionaire candidate, the stupid man. Whatever. You know, it makes it for interesting writing. But when it comes to persuading people in a subtle way to see your point of view or to besmirch somebody, it's very similar to a trick that newspapers and magazines have done for years, and now they do it on websites. If they're doing a story about a candidate, a politician, or anybody, and they want to present them in an unfavorable light, they use an ugly picture.
Yeah.
Now, objectively, you can't say, well, this picture, it's out there. This is what Hillary looks like. But why didn't you use that picture? Sometimes they've even taken it further. Do you remember the controversy back during the O.J. Simpson case where I think it was Time magazine actually darkened the picture and made him look ominous on the cover? They actually darkened him.
Right, I do remember that.
And it came out.
Yeah.
So words, pictures, all of these elements of communication can be tweaked and modified long before Photoshop. by editors and writers and communicators who want to present things in a certain light without looking overtly
biased.
They
editorialize without using any words.
Right. Or without using any sentences.
Yeah.
They use words, but they do it in a very subtle way.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So that's a beginning in terms of overviewing this situation, but there are a couple of other aspects to it. Let's talk about them in a moment as we continue here with our News Talk overview, the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com. The situation in our country with drugs is the focus of our next 60 seconds. The action to try to stop drug addiction is on. Because we all know, we hear them, we see them, the stories in the news. Maybe you've got somebody in your family that's out of control. You, your loved family members, son, daughter, spouse, sibling. If anybody you know is struggling with addiction, I'm going to give you the name of a company and a phone number for you to pursue. The cycle of addiction is so strong, so difficult to stop, it's taken the experts at Better Addiction Care to actually bring something new to the table. Call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation from Better Addiction Care. This is so difficult. It's just an amazing thing, the substance abuse in our country and how out of hand it is. There's a fellow that was caught down in one of the Carolinas, I think, Michael, growing $200 million worth of poppy plants, poppy seeds for opium. And this stuff is, you know, we have problems with marijuana. It's just, it's everywhere. So if you want to take heart and have some hope, call 800-212-3706 for Better Addiction Care. It's not the one-size-fits-all approach, and you'll be happy to know if you're going to enlist. Most people's insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. So if you're thinking about saving the life of yourself or a loved one, you care, call 800-212-3607 for Better Addiction Care. Get ready to recover. Get clean and sober. Take your life back. Call 800-212-3706 and press 1.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Everybody, I'm lifestyle expert and mom, Raina Seitel, to fill you in on my best tips for getting your busy summer in gear. First off, I always keep a big supply of sunscreen and use trusted products with a long-standing reputation like Coppertone. They've been leading the way in trust and transparency for 70 years. In fact, they ask independent experts to conduct an assessment to review its sunscreen testing methods so you can feel more confident about the sunscreen you choose. Plus, they've revolutionized a new form of sunscreen this year called Coppertone Whisk. Its rich and creamy form is easy to apply and feels light on your skin, leaving you wanting to wear it every day. Next, to stay connected, you need a reliable service provider like Straight Talk Wireless. With Straight Talk, you get the best phones, the best networks for less, with the largest, most dependable 4G LTE Plus coverage. Straight Talk's unlimited plans start at $45 a month, and you can get the latest phones like the new Samsung Galaxy S8. For more information, go to straighttalk.com and coppertone.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour now, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here to go through some of the nuances of the stories of the week. And we were into a discussion of what happened in Montana. One of the things, other than the sort of silly, I don't know if it's silly, but the anecdotal reference to campaign contributions and where that took us, but the fact that the ballots, absentee ballots, amounted to 65%, Michael, of the total ballots. And so whether the actions of Mr. Gianforte the day before had made a difference or not, all these ballots were in. 65% of them were in before that took place. So one wonders, speculatively, what would have happened if everybody had gone to the polls like we used to do on the day of.
That's a good question. And the question is, you know, should they have advanced balloting, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, a case could be made. What if he was elected and the next day he body slammed the guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Or can you impeach him?
Yeah. You know, it's
something like that.
Well, and then there's a whole other aspect to it. And the main aspect to the story, forgetting the ballot issue, which, of course, is important, but just the fact is that somebody who could behave in that manner
yeah.
and get elected, does
yeah.
that mean that there's a growing hatred and resentment against the press in America? That's really the issue.
And the demonstration
yes.
there is such anger. These people can't control. This guy is a corporate guy. He ran his own business, became successful. He was used to having his own way and controlling the information that came out about him and the company through whatever PR agencies or folks he would have working for the company. So when he can't control, that's a very good point as well, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He can't control what is being said or written about him. And if things, you know, some of these guys get pretty testy. But you wonder also what somebody from The Guardian, which is a British newspaper, is doing reporting on an election in Montana.
Well, that's because it's a national and international story. It's a key election. It's a crucial election. And what we have to understand in this country is that the press around the world cover American politics as if it were local.
Yeah.
Everybody around the world knows. There are people around the world who know more about what's going on here than people here.
Wow. Because if you go to other countries and travel, you've seen this probably too. I notice it whenever I'm out of the country. There's more news about America. I can learn more about what's going on in America from looking at the foreign press than I can when I look at the domestic press.
And sometimes more objective and less biased, or a different kind of a bias, because everything is biased, but it takes a lot of biases to blend into something objective if you know how to figure it all out. But you know, we get the feeling when we're here in this country that the rest of the, we still think it's 1950 and news travels slowly. And, you know, everybody was following the election between Clinton and Trump. Everybody's following what's going on in this country. It's instantaneous. It's all over. The world is much smaller now. Everything is transparent. There's not as much mystery surrounding what goes on behind the walls of government, the Iron Curtain. It's all much more tangible and real. And this was an important election. It's not surprising that The Guardian was there. It's just part of the new times.
I monitored a couple of programs. A couple of hosts on stations that carry this program, and they were asking whether or not this guy should have dropped out of the race. There was a poll, and most people felt they ought not to have. But it really was amazing to see how this thing, other than the Trump trip, took things over. Manchester, the Trump trip, and this are on the top of the heap here.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After the hour, the second half hour of our weekly get-together with Michael Harrison. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along as we review some of the issues that are a part of the discussions that Michael has carried. One of the things that if you go to talkers.com and read some of the events, one of the things we like to talk about on this program is what's going on with the hosts and behind the scenes, talk radio world. Phil Valentine, who's a host in Nashville, was the subject of Up Close and Far Out. I believe it was 2 weeks ago, if my memory serves me correctly. Is that right?
Yes. This week we have Dahlia Walks.
Oh, the dentist, the doctor from Las Vegas.
The dentist. the dental hygienist?
I don't want her working on my teeth, I'll tell you that. She's a character, man, I'll tell you.
She is a character.
She is a character.
But she's a heck of a good doctor.
Yeah, right.
And she's a great talk show host.
Interesting on the air, yes.
And a humanitarian.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I read the Phil Valentine piece, which you can read, as I said, at talkers.com, with a focus on Sean Hannity, the DNC staffer that got killed. Seth Rich has created quite a stir. I was going to say, I edited as I was going, I was going to say quite a problem for Sean. I'm not sure he sees it that way. It's an interesting opportunity to see once again how people who are protesters for certain points of view can get in the face of people who spend money to sell their products in controversial programs and how it has changed the landscape for us who do news, talk radio, and television. Michael,
it's totally changed it. It's a form of pressure by attacking the sponsors of shows that you disagree with for the sake of getting them off the air. It's a form of infringement of free speech. It mucks up the works of the mechanism of communications and a free and open dialogue in the marketplace of ideas. And, you know, I completely support Sean Hannity. That's not a comment on supporting his theory or his conspiracy or his point of view or his politics. But what a horrible world it would be if only one point of view is allowed and everything else is considered indecent. Everything else is considered, immoral.
Everything gets overworked and the definitions of things get warped under this. The free speech thing goes to both sides of the issue, but I think Phil Valentine makes a pretty interesting point. He says that those on the left cheering and those on the right standing idly by are potentially risking their own hides somewhere down the line if the effort is successful. And
it's even
I think we've
than
seen
that.
They have been successful. They got O'Reilly, you know, through that. They almost got Limbaugh. Through the Sandra Fluke thing, however many years ago. And frankly, they almost put the news talk radio business out of business. Those of us who have survived have not survived in terms of being flush. I'm an independent producer, and it sure as heck hasn't done me any good. And I don't do any of this stuff. We just all are branded with this broad brush. Just because you're doing talk on the radio, that doesn't mean you're like Sean or Rush or anybody else, but, I mean, under the circumstances that we're functioning in, what the hell happened to free speech? I mean, you're freely allowed to go protest and do what you do, but I think Valentine makes an excellent point. Everybody just kind of, I mean, the lefties are in your face, and the right people, other than Sean, who's standing up for himself, where's everybody else?
Yeah, well, this is an old, first of all, whatever happened to free speech, nothing's happened. This has been the case since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, my major political philosophy is freedom of speech. I have deftly stayed out of the left-right wars for the 27 years that I've been publishing Talkers, and I plan to stay out of that because I find both sides hypocritical and in many ways, you know, reprehensible. I don't want any part
of
being, I don't want to be on either side, but I do believe they sides have the right to exist. You know, it's a funny position. I don't want to be on either side, but I'll fight for both sides to have the right to be wrong.
Yes.
And because the right to be wrong and the right to have different opinions is the foundation of America. You know, if you want a very tidy, well-run country, then become a fascist. You know, the old saying, Mussolini and Hitler had the trains running on time.
Yep.
A benevolent king, a monarchy, a dictator, a strong man, is a very efficient way of running a country. But it stifles freedom.
Right.
Freedom is sloppy.
Yep. Look at our country.
Huh?
Look at our country. Look at the mess. Or some people say it's a mess. Others say, hey, this is just what I wanted to have happen.
Well, in a way, it's healthy.
Yep.
But if they shut down Hannity and they shut down Limbaugh and they shut down left-wingers, because the right is not so nice either. You know, the right wasn't very kind to Barack Obama over the years. Mm-hmm. And the right wasn't very kind to Bill Clinton. And the right and the left wasn't very kind to Bush. And the media is not very kind to Trump. Is not very kind to Trump. I mean, every side are jerks. It's an idiot discussion.
If you go back to the founding of Fox News, it was built on Monica Lewinsky and the Clinton. When the Fox News Channel went on the air, it was to report on the first thing it did ad nauseum, as you remember back to it, was go through every nuance of the Bill Clinton debacle with Monica Lewinsky in an attempt to discredit him and further the impeachment. That was how they got started.
Yeah, Monica Lewinsky wrote an article about that in the New York Times this week. And she's been out there on the stump talking about cyberbullying, talking about sensationalism in the media.
Yeah.
And how Roger Ailes' dream turned out to be her nightmare.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. They had the right to do it.
Yeah. They did. All right, so here's another.
Nobody told her to do what she did. Nobody told Clinton to do what he did.
Nope. So here's another page. You report at Talkers.com in Talkers Magazine this week how Dennis Prager, who would be considered right of center, and Adam Carolla, who would be considered left of center. Dennis is a scholar, a religious scholar. Adam Carolla is an atheist. They're going to produce a film called No Safe Spaces, which basically gets into the free speech conversation, if I understand it, focusing mostly on America's college campuses.
And it's about the snowflakes.
The snowflakes.
Yeah, the snowflakes. That's a term that's being used to describe young people who are afraid of free speech, are afraid of microaggression, afraid of their shadows, and are easily hurt. You know, you see signs in schools, if you're emotionally disturbed by the political debate that's going on, we will have psychologists on duty to help you.
Yeah.
Snowflakes. That means that they can't take the heat. They melt. They fall apart. We're developing a, I feel strongly about this, we're developing a nation of wimps.
I agree. Wimpification, I call it the wimpification of America. Wusses. Nobody's got backbone. Nobody's got starch. Nobody's got balsam. Stand up for your beliefs. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for what freedom is all about. Instead of being politically correct is something that's a nuance of our generation. Even though it was crude, a lot of the references to people that we don't dare make now, a lot of the people that were on the radio when you and I grew up, can you imagine Joe Pyne on the air today? Can you imagine? I mean, we could stop with him. But
all the troubles of the world began with Joe Pyne.
Yeah.
There's an article in Smithsonian Magazine this week about Joe Pyne. They are trying to protect some 50 hours of his old TV show, which are warping and rotting and
apart. Those are great.
And Joe Pyne is a very interesting figure in terms of looking back at the history of shock jocks.
Yeah.
He was on TV. He also did radio.
Yeah.
And
he was a character, man.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he the guy who had one leg?
Yeah, there's a famous story about Frank Zappa being on his show, and Joe Pyne said to Zappa, "Does having hair down to your shoulder make you a woman?" And Zappa answered, "Does having a wooden leg make you a table?"
I forgot that.
See, this stuff has been going on forever.
Yeah, but you see, that's fun and entertaining. All right. Wait.
Yeah, it is. It's a classic line.
I've forgotten that. My God, I haven't heard that for 25 years. That's right. Oh, my God. Thank you, Michael. 44.
You know, would I? Peg leg. You know, it's terrible stuff. We're going to be thrown off the air for this.
No, well, you see. As a part of the convention, if you will, a convention of conversation that we have every week, maybe a convocation of convention, there is a list that really is officially prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, and I don't often, as perhaps I ought to, go through them in order so that you really know what we're talking about as we digress from some of the appropriateness of the list. So here are the people who are being discussed according to Talkers Research this week. LeBron James, number 10. Mitch Landrieu, number 9. Seth Rich, number 8. Greg GN, 47. Paul Ryan, 6. James Comey, 5. Theresa May, 4. The Pope, 3. Salman Abedi, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. I asked on one of my programs this week, do you know who Salman Abedi is? And a lot of people did. He said, oh, the bomber in Manchester. That's the story. That's the list. Coming up, a moment or two aimed at telling you about the Talkers Convention, which is taking place next weekend in Unork City. Michael has some things to say about what's going on there, and I'm sure we'll talk about it as a matter of course after the event. But that's next as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne illness in the United States. Now, we all want to be outdoors in the summertime, so avoiding tick habitat can help keep you safe.
They like tall grasses and shrubs, bushes, leaf litter, so walking through the forest, sitting on stumps, that's all areas where ticks would be present.
Mayo Clinic parasitologist Dr. Bobby Pritz says other precautions you can take are wearing long clothing and using insect repellent. If you do find a tick on you, remove it as soon as possible and avoid squishing it in order to keep the tick's contents from entering your bloodstream.
And the best way to do that is just to use fine forceps. Just pinch down by the head where it's attached to the skin and just pull it out just using a consistent pressure.
Dr. Pritt says warning signs of Lyme disease include flu-like symptoms, joint pain, and a bullseye rash. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzyzol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, we continue now with an overview. I try to do this list officially because oftentimes during the course of the 2 hours of the broadcast, we get off from the list itself and talk about some of the important items that are connected to three or four of the big stories. So let's do the official list, the stories list. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio. The action as some of the seasons for the NBA and the NHL come to a close. Number 9, the Confederate monuments removal and the impact on people in the South where they are and what the conversation is about that. Number 8, the redistricting ruling in North Carolina from the Supreme Court. Number 7, the situation in Montana with the election this week. Number 6, the controversy over the president, that is President Obama, allowing gang members to come into the country. The travel ban is number 5. Trump's budget is 4. The Russian investigation is 3. Manchester bombing 2. And the Trump trip, number 1. 47 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who not only is the editor and manager and all the things that are necessary to run a business at Talkers Magazine, but he has taken upon himself to do a podcast every week called Up Close and Far Out. So who's the focus of that adventure this week?
As I mentioned before, Dahlia Walks. Dahlia Walks. A Las Vegas...
You know what? I forget sometimes. Did we have that conversation on the air or off the air?
We had it on the air.
We did have it on the air. Okay.
We do have some conversations off the air, and my greatest fear is that the conversations we have off the air are going to leak onto
the air.
Leak
it onto the air.
Because we're totally at the mercy of Kara, who's in Washington. At the central switch. Control of this.
All right. Well, the funny, we just kept laughing about that line from Joe Pine Joe.
Well, but you're right,
to Morton Downey or some of the old stuff that he did on the radio. We'd find some stuff like that. We were just talking about people who probably couldn't exist on the radio today because they were so politically incorrect.
Yeah, those guys were not as political conservative position. They were conservative from a social position.
They were just outrageous in your
face. But they made fun of liberal sociology as opposed to politics.
Yeah, who's the guy in New York that was Rebecca De Mornay's father, who was a L.A. guy that was pretty much the same big head of white hair. God, I wish I could remember his name. He did the same shtick, only locally.
No, I'm sorry,
Los Angeles.
Oh, Wally George.
Wally George,
I was on his show, and I was carried off by the police. He couldn't handle me. I made such a fool out of him.
Yeah, oh, he was.
And his audience, they had me on because I was the program director of a heavy metal rock station in those days, and he was presenting me as a person who was proselytizing devil-worshipping.
Right. Oh, my God, was he funny. That stuff, I'd stay up late, and there was a guy in Cleveland named Anderson who became the voice of ABC, Eddie Anderson. But he was Goulardi on the air, and his record, his stuff on radio and television was hysterical. It was just the silliest but most outrageous stuff, and every city had a guy like that. Ah, those days. Gonzo, 10 before the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, a few more minutes with a focus on what's going on in the news talk radio world. The charts have been overviewed by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are talking about some of the people. Now, let's focus on the Talkers event that takes place in New York, the convention, although you said this year it's going to take a different approach. I bet listeners would be curious to know how those of us who are in the news talk business, when we come to New York next week, will be regaled or entertained or informed or educated.
Well, hopefully they'll be educated. Hopefully there'll be some new networking done and some new ideas presented. The difference is this is the first time that there's ever been a convention of this nature in the radio business that doesn't have panels. Mm-hmm. And I think that the panel is an obsolete concept for all conventions. When you have a group of people all sitting up there, and it doesn't get intimate. It doesn't get one-on-one. It doesn't get exciting. So this is all one-on-one conversations and solo speeches. And that should be good. But I don't know how interesting that is to the listeners. And this is not a plug because it's sold out and it's an industry event. It wouldn't be all that interesting for somebody who's a listener or a consumer just in passing. But what comes out of this usually is it resets and recycles and reinvigorates the talk radio world. And I find that following this convention, there's always a lot of innovation and new things, and new companies start, and new relationships begin, and people get new jobs as a result of it. It's a it's like a booster rocket that keeps this thing going. This talk radio format has been going for decades. Think about it. It's pretty amazing when you think about how temporary everything in popular culture is. I mean, people can't even remember what movie won Best Picture the same year that it won it. And yet this talk radio format just goes on and on and on year after year. When I started Talkers Magazine in 1990, I never would have believed it would still be around 27 years later and still going strong.
I went on the air as a disc jockey, as you did in the 60s, and stayed with it for 9 years. And then by accident, in a sense, depending on your spiritual beliefs, I guess there are no accidents really, but because something didn't work in the studio where I was playing music, I started talking. And I that was in 1974. Yeah, 1974. And I've been talking ever since. And there were some people that came along. I sort of followed in the footsteps of some of these characters we were talking about before. But when I went to KBC, the people that were doing the kinds of talk we were talking about before, there was a bridge. We were talking off the air about how O.J. Simpson's event, it happened just as I got to KBC. And I think there was a change then, or whether it was caused by that or just happened to be how and when it changed. But things were much different after that in terms of the politics. Some of it came about because of the rise in popularity of Rush Limbaugh. He certainly, you got to give him credit. He's the number one again this year on the Heavy 100 list, which you can see at Talkers Magazine. Where's your favorite host show up? Check the list at talkers.com. But Limbaugh certainly... and I was trying to remember, you just said how long you've been doing the magazine, how long Limbaugh has been number one.
He's been number one on the list since it started in 1995.
He has been since.
Yeah, we started the magazine in 90. We started the list in 95 with the top 25, and in 96 it went to 100, and Limbaugh's always been on the list. I believe you've always been on the list.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. You're the one doing the work. We just call it like we see it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty interesting to see how things change, but yet they don't change in some ways. And so I'm looking at to go back to the convention for a second, some of the things that are going to be a part of what we talk about, opinions. Mm-hmm. You're going to give, it's not a secret that Sean Hannity's going to get.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot moment when I present Sean Hannity with the Freedom of Speech Award. A lot of people are going to, you know, give me a lot of heat for that, but I've been down that road before. And,
oh, God, you gave it to Gordon Liddy. For God's sake, this is nothing.
Yeah, we had satellite trucks out in the parking lot when we gave it to Liddy. also given it to Al Franken.
Yeah.
And again, you know, people have short memories. Oh, you're a conservative. You're giving freedom of speech to Sean Hannity. Well, we gave it to Tom Hartman, who's the leading liberal voice on radio, on talk radio today. Most people may not have heard of him because he's so, you know, understated and he's so professorial. There's nothing sensational about Tom, but he's just the biggest one.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Right.
He's there.
We'll have videos up about it. So, folks, we're not talking about something you can't experience. After the fact, you'll be able to see the whole convention.
Right. And it'll be at talkers.com where the list is of the top stories and people this week. Look at this. We spent the whole hour. We didn't talk about Donald Trump. We didn't have to. Right?
Donald Trump.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Give it a rest, Michael. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.